Water. So what you need, water. A vampiric thirst for increasingly scarce resource has the United Nations pushing countries to conserve, use, share. Sounding the alarm over a growing water crisis that needs to be treated as common good, not a commodity, said Secretary General Antonio Guterres. We are draining humanity's lifeblood through vampiric overconsumption and unsustainable use, and evaporating it through global heating, he said at the conference in New York. We've broken the water cycle, destroyed ecosystems, and contaminated groundwater. Governments must develop and implement plans and ensure equitable water access for all people while conserving this precious resource. Yeah, and also have to tackle the climate crisis, of course. Water starts wars, puts out fires, and is key to human survival, but there remains an urgent need to establish strong international mechanisms to prevent the global water crisis from getting out of control, he said. Yeah. You know, it's one thing, living in Michigan, you know what I don't worry about? Water. Don't worry about water living here, but I'll sell you some. I'm happy to sell you some. I'm gracious that way. Anthony Fauci, what a guy. Former director of the NIH and NIAID. He appeared to think that irrational political bias from Republicans was the only possible reason Americans would refuse the COVID-19 vaccine, so he strenuously pushed throughout the pandemic. After a film crew recorded him in 2021 criticizing Republican vaccine hesitancy while in an impoverished part of Democrat Washington, D.C., where more than one person rejected his vaccine rhetoric, you'd think that Fauci might have gotten a clue that Republicans weren't the only ones who distrusted him, and distrusted him with good reason. Maybe it's just the government isn't the most trustworthy source, particularly to black Americans, who still remember the government did previously use them as medical guinea pigs, and others as well. Mr. Science himself can't handle any real challenges to his rhetoric, not to mention that he immediately blames political partisanship. Yeah. It's the PBS documentary series American Masters, providing some interesting clips featuring Fauci. Fauci used a weird word, break, when expressing his frustration at not everyone accepting his vaccine claims without question. As they stood outside a door in Washington, D.C. while propagandizing for the COVID-19 vaccine door-to-door, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser asked Fauci, what are we going to do about those other states? They're going to keep the outbreak smoldering in the country. It's so crazy, said Fauci. They're not doing it because they say they don't want to. They're not doing it. They're Republicans, and Republicans don't like being told what to do. And we've got to break that, unpack that. He said you have to break Republicans. That's what he said. If you get vaccinated, when the virus tries to infect you, the virus can't because you are protected, Fauci said in May of 21. Admitted a month before that interview that the vaccinated could, in fact, contract COVID, not to mention that multiple studies starting in 21 provided proof that the vaccinated are more likely to contract COVID-19 variants. No wonder no one trusts the guy. Yeah, if you get fully vaccinated, you're more likely to get infected. But Fauci said he had to break Republicans. Joe Manchin is breaking with Democrats to join Republicans. The latest is this. Manchin joined 21 Republican senators coalescing around a bill that aims to cut the Chinese government off from the World Bank lending program. GOP conference chair John Barrasso from Wyoming introduced the legislation this week, one day after China's president and leader of the Communist Party met with Russian President Vladimir Putin. That meeting sparked fears that Beijing could soon use its considerable resources to aid Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Barrasso's bill would establish a U.S. policy of opposing the World Bank and other multilateral development banks, which lend money to developing countries, loans to China, other countries whose economies are strong enough to survive without it. Yeah. China is the world's second largest economy, yet it continues to profit off World Bank and Asian Development Bank loans, largely funded by American taxpayers. Because they understand how the system works, and we're fools. We are fools to let it go. We've been fools to let China run wild as long as we have. The World Bank approved a multi-year low-interest loan program in 2019 to aid Beijing with $1 billion to $1.5 billion every year through 2025, even though the United States objected. China's the world's largest holder of foreign reserves, holding more than $3 trillion in foreign exchange reserves at the end of 2022. And the Senate voted 96-0 last year on an amendment declaring that China is not a developing country. 96-0. And yet, we continue to pound money to them. Joe Manchin's smart enough to get it that that's wrong. Yeah, Joe Manchin able to figure it out, apparently. And that makes Joe Manchin, again, the most powerful man in Washington, as he has been for a while. Joe Manchin has been the most powerful man in Washington for a while. And with with two Democrat senators out and Mitch McConnell also out of service, it has given Joe Manchin more power. Right now, the Democrats hold the lead 49-48 with those three senators missing. But as Manchin jumps sides, gives the Republicans the advantage 49-48. Oh, yeah. Whatever happened to that senator from Pennsylvania? John, whatever his name is, right? Whatever happened to him? Where did he go? He seems to have vanished. Weird. Very weird. Yeah. I guess having a stroke while you're running is not a great way to represent your state. That's all I'm saying, yeah. Some final thoughts, by the way, coming up in just a moment. Don't go anywhere.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Can you go anywhere and find an endeavor in society where we've come to accept and tolerate an adult, and even kids, treating another adult the way we allow spectators, coaches, and players to treat a high school game official? Can you? No one has the right to abuse game officials. So before you blurt something out about that next close call, consider this. Without the officials, nobody wins. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.